This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And we say good morning to you with all kinds of stuff going on. My God, Woody, just crazy day. Couldn't turn the TV off yesterday as free agency kicked off. Not official signings, but everybody making a commitment. And it was busy, man. It was a busy day. A little quiet for the Miami Dolphins till the end. Not jumping in on the expensive players. As expected, by the way, with a lot of holes to fill. And as Woody just said, Zach Wilson was the first free agent signing. So we heard about this potentially about a week ago. Somebody kind of threw Zach Wilson's name out there along with Mariota and maybe a couple of other guys. I don't remember, but 1 year. $6 million fully guaranteed with a chance to make $4 million. And incentives, obviously, around playing time and wins and stuff like that. My phone blew up as soon as the Zach Wilson thing. Just absolutely, again, it's people I haven't heard from and people in different cities and the whole deal. Like, what is this? Well, I'll tell you what this is. It's a guy that's obviously got a lot of talent, got a big arm, got pretty good mobility, who was not very good for the Jets, and not too many people have been good for the Jets, to be fair, but as a second overall pick, he was a complete bust. He goes to Denver. They sign him. He gets zero snaps and was the third quarterback. They kept him on the roster, though, behind Bo Nix and Jared Stidham. And now he's probably, for his career, I don't know what's going to be for us, but for his career, it gives him the best opportunity to be rehabilitated, get his confidence back, develop, learn the system. And if he has to play, which he will be the backup, somebody gets $6 million guaranteed, they are the backup. Make no mistake about it. We're not giving a guy $6 million in guaranteed money and have another guy come in here, a rookie or somebody else, and take the number two position. Then we'd look really stupid once again, and we're not in that business to keep doing over and over again, hopefully. So Zach Wilson is the backup quarterback. We'll see. I'm guessing they're going to draft a guy that I don't think they bring in another veteran. I might be wrong. Four quarterbacks in camp, you can do. That's not a big deal and very common. But, this is going to be and Mike does it. What Tua went through when Mike got here to turn him around and get what he has been able to get out of Tua, like, I give him, both those guys, a lot of credit to the point that he got that contract. Whether he should have or not, it's done, it's over. I wouldn't have done it. They did it. But the fact that he even got to where he did was because he was able to turn things around and and put up some good numbers. I know we can break down the cold weather and the losses against good teams and how he played on the road and against good teams. Yes, I understand all that stuff. But overall, the numbers were really good. Mike believes in him. The coaching staff obviously believes in him. Chris Greer believes in him. He drafted him. And so you go on and on with this stuff. And Zach Wilson's going to need that they think he's got that kind of quality, except probably physically a little better skills, throwing the ball. And Zach Wilson has a really good arm, in case you forgot about that workout and the famous throw. That throw, remember that, for the workout for all the pro day when he rolled out to his left and threw it, I don't remember how far down the middle, and put it right on the money. It was one of those drop the mic throws that people will always remember that he did at BYU for his pro day. So they did get, looks to be, if he can stay healthy, he's coming off an injury, the Achilles injury. But James Daniels, if he's healthy, he's really good. Really, really good. Torn Achilles, only played in 4 games, so he missed a lot of games. Which, by the way, a lot of these guys that are out there right now at certain positions, especially O-line, are coming off some bad injuries. And some other positions, too, where you look at the name and go, man, let's jump on him. And you go, he's coming back from a pretty serious injury. Our doctors will have to get involved in that one to have an idea how healthy he is if we're going to bring him aboard. The other guy, Larry Borum, a Bears free agent, basically a tackle, 27 starts and kind of a fill-in tackle. That's how I look at him, unless they think he can play guard or, excuse me, the other guard position. But that's where they are. They got a lot of work left. And so that was yesterday. And by the way, yesterday was just a crazy day around here before we get into all the football stuff. But big introduction day. Brad Marchand of the Panthers was unbelievable, emotional when talking about the Boston Bruins and being here and going at it with some of the Panther players. And on top of that, Aaron Ekblad gets a 20-game suspension for PEDs, trying to recover from an injury. And honestly, he apologized. He did one of those apologies. He did something outside the team that he wasn't supposed to. Aaron Ekblad is not exactly a young player, and it was a really stupid thing. We've said this. It's not the first time we've seen a guy try to recover from injury, ends up taking something outside the team without their approval, which every guy in every professional sport is told, if you're not sure, bring it to the trainers. If you're not sure, bring it to the team doctors. They know exactly what you can and can't take. Please don't take anything outside of your team that hasn't been approved. Don't do it, and this is what happens. So a 20-game suspension for Aaron Ekblad, which will take him a couple of games into the playoffs. He won't be able to play in the first round in a couple of those games. And then on top of that, new Canes basketball coach, Jay Lucas, former assistant of Duke, which is a really weird one because Duke's got a chance to win the national championship. And he had to leave the staff to come down here, got introduced, and will start working right away. And then if that wasn't enough, late last night while this free agency stuff was going on, the Miami Heat had their worst loss of the season to the Charlotte Hornets, who had 15 wins, none in their division, until last night they got a road win. The Heat, again, had a 17-point lead. You can't make this up. The Miami Heat have now had, just recently, against the Knicks, a 19-point lead, the Bulls, a 17-point lead, and the Hornets last night, a 17-point lead. And you're ready for this. Here you go. You probably know where this story's going. 44 points in the second half. They get outscored 53-44 and lose the game. So a bad, bad loss for the Heat again. Now 29-35, and the schedule doesn't get any easier with the next couple of games they have coming up here. So we'll have more on all that stuff coming up here as we continue on. Free agency was really fun just sitting back as a football fan yesterday and seeing what everybody was doing and what everybody was thinking. Just from the quarterback stuff, we saw what happened there, and Sam Darnold goes to Seattle. A lot of people thought that was going to happen. Weren't surprised. Got $100 million, $100 million over 3 years. Justin Fields will be the quarterback for the Jets. They got him really on the cheap, 2 year, $40 million. And Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers look like are going to be the quarterbacks for the Giants and the Steelers. Looks like Aaron Rodgers today could be signing with the Pittsburgh Steelers and putting with George Pickens and DK Metcalf. And then I think, not sure, I think Russell Wilson then goes to the Giants. Colts, Titans, Browns still looking for quarterbacks, starting quarterbacks. So from that start, and we'll see what happens with the rest of that stuff. The Patriots Patriots had more money than anybody, if you're not aware of it. Had, I think, like $127 million in cap room. And they went after it. Milton Williams, who everybody loved, had the great Super Bowl for the Eagles. A defensive tackle, had a couple of sacks. He got a 4-year, $104 million deal. Carlton Davis, cornerback, a good one, got a 3-year, 60. Harold Landry, who's coming off a pretty good year with the Titans, had 9 sacks and has been a really good pass rusher. He also joined them, so they end up signing a bunch of guys. And then as far as the team that took the biggest hit yesterday, the San Francisco 49ers, they look like everybody wanted every guy on their team and paid them a lot of friggin' money. They gave out $285 million in contracts off 49er players. Think about that. That's crazy. 49ers, $285 million in free agent contracts gone. So they'll be looking to and lost some really good players. Lost a good safety, lost a good corner, lost a good wide receiver, lost a lot of offensive linemen, and so just goes that list goes on and on of things that happened with that team. So yeah, it was pretty cool. We'll get into some of the other stuff, including some of the Miami Dolphin players when we come back. Javon Holland is still out there, and all I could think yesterday with Javon Holland's name at the top of the free agent board, and it still is, we go into day two, and all I could think of was his wish list, and there is no chance, is there, that he could come back here after things that have been said and done. I think Javon needs a fresh start. I really do. But the money's going to be interesting today for Justin Reed from the Kansas City Chiefs. Can the Dolphins take a shot at him, 28-year-old safety? So there's still some players out there, but I don't know. A lot of people are disappointed with the Dolphins stuff yesterday. Thought there might be a little bigger splash with all the needs. And by the way, whatever they don't get, or if they're just getting journeyman free agents, which they're going to have to keep some of them on the team, this just puts a lot more pressure on the NFL draft. A lot more pressure. You can't run. You can't hide. Chris Greer, it is your draft. I know Mike's the head coach. I know Stephen Ross is the owner. But there's no place to go, man. You got final say on those picks. And what will be your biggest draft you have ever had? No excuses, man. It is a no-excuse couple of months coming up to go out and find guys that can play right away. And numbers you've never done before. This is not like just the first-round pick comes in and starts. There's going to be a lot of guys need to come in and be ready to play right away. We'll come back here in just a second. A lot more to get to. Man, thanks for getting up early this morning. We do have a lot of news, including Joey Bosa and how that stands right now. So don't go away. But first, I do want to tell you about Atlantic Men's Clinic here first thing in the morning. I just want to say this, man. If you've been dealing with low T, which happens, man, happens in your 40s, happens in your 50s, happens in your 60s, sooner or later, everybody's got low T and actually ED. It just happens, man. Doesn't matter how healthy you are, doesn't matter what color you are, it happens to every man out there. And when low T hits and then your sex drive is gone with that ED thing, it's a pain in the butt, man. It's demoralizing. It's a confidence knocker. It's terrible. But I tell you, Atlantic Men's Clinic can take care of all of it for you. Fix it quickly. That first appointment, if something you're interested in, you got to set it up. You get all your testing done, the T, the PSA test. You meet with their professional staff. They go over everything with you. Then you decide if you want to do the program or not. Obviously, you care enough to set up that first appointment at 877-455-7300. That's AtlanticMen'sClinic.com. They have 6 locations in South Florida, 1 in Hollywood, just about ready to open up as well. They got a great staff, and they get great results, and that's bottom line. I don't know about you. I want more out of my life. I want to be able to play tennis and be active every day and at the same time chase that wife of mine around a little bit on the weekends. Atlantic Men's Clinic will make it happen. Just like it did for me, it'll happen for you too. Atlantic Men's Clinic.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games. Or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And welcome back, and good morning to everybody. Busy night in sports. A lot of stuff to get to, as a lot of NFL news, not a lot with the Miami Dolphins. Got a backup quarterback. Love to know what you're thinking this morning on the text machine, as Zach Wilson was the first free agent signing. 1 year, $6 million, fully guaranteed, I guess $3 or $4 million more in incentives. I'm guessing for starts and for wins and numbers, whatever that the team thinks. Obviously, this thing's all about wins and trying to figure this thing out. But anyway, and they got what looks to be a starting right guard in James Daniels. from the Steelers, 3-year, $24 million for him. Played just 4 games last year, played a lot more before that, but a torn Achilles. So he's coming off that, but the team said, oh, no, we've checked it out. He's going to be good to go. We've had everybody look at it. Also, looks like it's going to be a reserve tackle in Larry Borum, who played for the Bears. And so he had 27 starts as well. So he's played some football to give you a little bit of depth. But there's a lot more work to do. This thing's not over. They'll look today is tier number 2 for what's left out there, or guys that haven't decided what they want to do. One of the guys right there at the top's old Javon Holland, safety for the Miami Dolphins over the last few years, second round pick. And I thought he'd go yesterday, because most of the media folks had him right there at the top of the safety board. And a lot of guys went yesterday and got pretty good money. So one, Hufanga got 3-year, $45 million. And I think Trayvon Merrig had 3-year, $51 million. So anyway, I'm curious to see what happens with Javon Holland. And as far as that goes, Justin Reed, Kansas City safety, he's 28 years old, still a fairly young guy that's been on some really good football teams as well. So what happens to those guys? The other one that's really interesting, we jump around here, Joey Bosa. It's funny, we talked about this yesterday, and it kind of was made sense. I know Joey and Nick are really, really close, and their family, all John, who played for the Miami Dolphins, and they're a close family. Mom, the whole group, don't want to leave out Mom as well, but they're a close group. And so I was curious to see if Joey would go out and be playing with Nick Bosa. And that's the first thing I think everybody thought, those two together. And then on top of that, the other thing for Joey, sounds like the Dolphins are interested, and that's a chance for him to stay home. He's here all off season, works out here, warm weather, although he's going to be in a lot of warm weather in California, whether it's southern or northern. So find out what Joey Bosa is going to do. He's got some choices there. I don't know if anybody else is going to come into play for him, but those two make sense because I do know that Joey likes being a pretty reserved guy to start with. His brother's still single out there, so he could hang with his brother or come back here. Hell, live at home. He's got his own place here and built in. Because no matter what, Joey Bosa's going to take a cut in pay with the amount of injuries he's had over the last couple of years. Although last year, I believe he played like 14 games, if I'm not mistaken. So that will be an interesting one to watch. There's still a lot of big names, but I got to tell you, with those names, some of them is an age issue if the Dolphins want, and they may have to do that. They may have to get back into that 32-plus-year-old age thing to fill out some roster spots. But, you know, we got a draft, and it's a full draft of guys that I'm guessing the team is coordinating with dollars they have to do this right now. Kyle Crabb's going to join us later. I talked to him for a long time last night. A guy that's really popular is going to join us, and we'll talk to him. And then, of course, we'll have from NFL Network, had a busy night last night. Mark Ross will join us as well. And those guys were working all night on these shows. And as information was coming in right and left from the agents on where everybody was going. But what a wild night. Then on top of that, if that wasn't enough, the newest Panther, Brad Marchand, the Boston Bruins captain, was unbelievable in his press conference, especially when thanking the Boston Bruins for everything they've done for him. He got pretty choked up. It's not like he just went cold on him and said, screw you, I'm with the Panthers now. But had some really good stuff in his battles with Bennett and other guys down here and Tkachuk. And now, hell, they might all be on the same line there. So it'd be kind of fun to watch. And then down in Coral Gables, the Canes got their new basketball coach, Jay Lucas. It was official at his press conference yesterday. And so we got a lot of stuff, man, a lot of stuff going on. And then the real bad news is the Heat had their worst loss of the season. I mean, it was a terrible loss. against a really, really bad team at home with a 17-point lead. When you have a 17-point lead against a team that hasn't won a lot of games, especially on the road, usually put those teams away and don't allow them to come back in the second half and beat you. And that's what happened last night. Just an awful, awful loss for the Miami Heat. Now 29-35. My God, not good at all on those numbers. All right, so the one that had my phone ringing last night, and I talk about all Zach Wilson. Hey, Dolphins got it, Zach Wilson. And I got a lot of, are you frigging kidding me? Chris Greer should be fired. Is Chris letting Mike run the show? What the hell's going on? What are we doing? Tell me he's not the backup quarterback. Yes, he is the backup quarterback. 1 year, $6 million fully guaranteed. You don't bring in a guy to be the third quarterback, okay? No. Now, saying that, he got some talent, obviously. He didn't get a chance to show it 3 years in New York. It didn't go well at all, and was a bust and didn't go well. And remember the last year with Aaron Rodgers supposed to be helping him, and he goes, I haven't talked to Aaron Rodgers. It was bad. Remember Zach Wilson, and hey, do you want to apologize to your, you feel like you owe your defense an apology? No. And they're all mad at him, and just made some young guy mistakes, and so now he goes to Denver. They pick him up, and he becomes their third quarterback in that open. I thought it was an open competition. Bo Nix, you could see why, ends up having a great year for a rookie. Really did. Had a really, really good season. Put Denver in the playoffs, and everything went great. Sidham was the backup. And so they kept three quarterbacks, if you're not aware of it. Zach Wilson was the third guy on the roster, 53-man roster, but did not play one snap. So there have been a lot of nice things said about him, but you're wondering, like, wait a second. So Zach Wilson, everybody likes, but he wasn't good enough to even be the backup last year. He was the third guy. Now, Sean Payton has said Zach Wilson's got great talent. He said all these things. I think he can play. He's going to rehabilitate himself. He could be the next Sam Darnold. You hope that's the case. But he's going to be the backup. Now, I don't know what they're going to do for a third or fourth quarterback. I don't know. My thought is they're going to draft somebody that they can kind of develop along the way. And I'll say this again. What Mike McDaniel did with Tua is not up for debate from how good he was when Brian Flores was here and how good he got once Mike McDaniel got here and absolutely rehabilitated Tua's career. With what he put around him, with the system, getting his confidence back. Tua's the first one to admit, I lost my confidence. I had no confidence. I had a guy talk to me the way that I wasn't used to being talked to. I lost my confidence. I knew he didn't want me. And Mike comes in, gets him believing again, and hell, he got Tua a new contract. Got him a big contract. Got him paid up there with the big boys. And Zach Wilson's going to need that same stuff. He's going to need to get his confidence back. He's going to need to learn a new system. And they got to get him ready to be a starter. Obviously. You know what? There must have been a lot of guys like Zach Wilson lining up to say, hey, man, let me be the backup down there. What kind of money are you giving? So Zach Wilson will get a chance to and you'll see it. You'll go out and see camp, and you'll go, wow, okay. They're right. He got a good arm and all that stuff, but he's got a ways to go. Nobody can be that beat up playing in New York and then go to Denver and play a little preseason football, and that's it. That he hasn't been in the front line. He hasn't been driving the bus for a while, and the last time he did, it wasn't great thoughts. So he's gonna need the best of Bevel. He's gonna need the best of that coaching staff, which are really good coaching staff for that stuff, to get him ready to go in this new offense that he is now gonna get ready to play. I don't know how it's gonna work out. I have no idea, because the history has been mostly bad and not good, although he's only 25 years old. So if you wanted one of the older guys, that didn't happen. If you wanted one of the other guys, some of those guys you weren't going to get because those guys want to be starters and did not want to come here because there's a bunch of jobs open and they want to make sure they have a shot to get one, which pays more, and you want to keep your life as a starter alive. And I understand all that stuff. For the Daniel Jones and Aaron Rodgers and the Russell Wilsons, those guys are waiting to see if they have a chance and make, obviously, a lot more money than being a backup quarterback. So that was an interesting one to watch yesterday. A lot more work. I got a feeling the Dolphins will be real active today and tomorrow, picking up some more guys and trying to figure out to get the right guys. Not too old, not too injured, making sure. There's some of the guys out there you're going, wow, I can't believe he didn't get picked up. And then you read about them, you realize they got injured. It was a bad injury. They don't know if they're going to be ready to go for the start of the season. And those type of injuries. So anyway, but Sam Darnold, big winner going to Seattle. Justin Fields is going to the Jets. I don't know how that's going to work out. When I heard that, I didn't exactly go, wow, I think this is a great one. Justin Fields might be running for his life. Unless they get that offensive line fixed up a little bit. Anyway. We're going to find out about Aaron Rodgers. Looks like Aaron Rodgers is going to be the Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback. I never saw that one. Anybody see that one? Aaron Rodgers going to Pittsburgh? That could be a wild one today. All right. A lot more to get to here this morning. Plenty of news. My God, you talk about news. It was like the Panthers, and then, oh, by the way, Aaron Ekblad, of all people, got suspended for 20 games. We'll tell you more about that as well. Got a lot of stuff going on here this morning. A lot of NFL news, including some local guys the Miami Dolphins might be looking at. We'll have that for you coming up in just a moment. But first, hey, hurricane season is coming right around the corner again. Protect your home with Loctite Impact windows, doors, and roofing. Old or leaky roof you might have, replace your old roof now and pay later. How's that sound? Loctite Impact offers the highest quality roofing materials with lifetime warranty plus thousands of five-star reviews for you to take a look at. Say big on a legendary state-of-the-art Impact Windows and Doors. Impact Windows, as low as $3 per window per month installed. They're doing it all. They're in West Broward. They cover all of South Florida, Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach. So don't wait for the next storm. Visit LoctiteImpact.com. Again, that's LoctiteImpact.com. Find out what they can do for you or call 954-500-LOCK. Do it today and get started with Loctite Impact windows and doors and roofing. All right, and welcome back, and good morning to everybody. What a long night, but got to tell you, man, I give it to the NFL. I've been saying this over and over. I don't agree with everything they do. I'm not crazy about all these crazy-ass games all over the world going on and stuff and playing damn near every day of the week, but I got to tell you, they know what they're doing because it works. They turned that free agency thing. I mean, they were coming. If you were watching ESPN or NFL Network and had them both on, just bam, 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 bam. It was just one guy signing after the other and the amount of money. And it was just great. You know, you're a fan and waiting to hear what your team's doing or not doing. It was a hell of a night. Or you thought maybe some of your guys would get re-signed in some cases, because that did happen too, where guys end up staying where they were and last second were able to get extensions and get deals done. But what a crazy one, man. And just a ton of deals, starting from the quarterbacks, kind of kicking everything off. We saw defensive tackle. I tell you what, everybody, a lot of people wanted Milton Williams, the Eagles defensive tackle, had a great game in the Super Bowl. And he got a four-year 104. I can tell you right now, that he wasn't going to be here getting four-year 104, or we'd have the last guy we had here, right? Christian Wilkins, because he got big, big money. And so he'll be playing for the Patriots. We'll get a chance to see him a couple of times. And by the way, Patriots, they're playing catch-up, and if you saw that roster during the year, wasn't very good. That was a bad roster across the board. They had $127 million in cap space, and boy, they used a bunch of it. Four guys defensively that can come in right away and really make a difference for them. So they had a lot of pieces there, and now, you know, still more money left for them, plus the draft as well. So we have all that stuff going on. I was just looking last night at some guys here, besides Joey Bosa, who it's an interesting one to see what Joey Bosa's going to do. Everybody's looking for pass rushers. And I think Joey just can't play as many snaps. The goal's always to stay healthy all season. And so Joey's had a lot of injuries, missed a lot of games, played more last year, but the 2 years before missed a lot of games, but can still play. Still always been a really good pass rusher. So they're saying it's between San Francisco and Miami. We'll see if somebody else can jump in there here before it's officially all these contracts are done to see what's going to happen with him. You know, I was looking at some other positions where they need help. What about Elijah Moore? Used to be with the Jets, got traded to the Browns. Now a free agent from St. Thomas Aquinas. Had some good games. Didn't do much in the Browns game against the Dolphins, but when he was with the Jets, had some really good games. Had a great game, actually, against Xavier Howard in one game. Got some experience, still a really young guy. I think a former second-round pick for the Jets, as they're looking for guys that they can save some money on. Now, he may get a big payday from somebody, but that would be one guy that might be a good pick. Might be a good pickup for this team. They're going to be going on the cheap. Listen, they're looking to get bargains right now. They're looking to get, obviously, guys that can help them, because we need a lot of guys to come in and play. This linebacker thing, hell, we got two linebackers. And one guy's never going to play on defense. One of those two linebackers is going to be a special teams guy until they finally say, we've had enough in Tindall. They don't play him. Play him in preseason, and then that's it. He doesn't play much unless a lot of guys are hurt. So they need to fill in some of those spots with linebackers. And see what they do there. And yes, we have a ton of needs on this team. So Jimmy Garoppolo was one of the names mentioned with the Miami Dolphins. I'm convinced, and I've been saying this, so we've had a chance. Jimmy Garoppolo knows Mike. They were together. Mike McDaniel, they were together. I don't know how long, but they're together in San Francisco. Something just tells me that Mike is not a Jimmy Garoppolo guy. Usually, if there's a relationship there, unless he's just a California guy and that's where he wants to be, now that could be. No, you know, Northern to Southern California, this is what I want to do, no more, that's it. But he only got a one-year $4.5 million deal with, again, a lot of money and incentives to if he plays. This thing about Jimmy Garoppolo and Jimmy Garoppolo and everybody's got Jimmy Garoppolo and remember Jimmy Garoppolo and the Super Bowl and Jimmy Garoppolo and something just told me Mike McDaniel was not a Jimmy Garoppolo guy because he's had a couple chances to grab him as a backup quarterback. Who knows? Probably got a pretty good idea what Mike likes to do from some of the concepts from San Francisco, and he didn't do it. So this Zach Wilson thing that had everybody buzzing last night and a lot of people wanting to get rid of Chris Greer. By the way, he's not going anywhere, folks. They're not going to fire him. They're not firing him today, and they're not going to fire him before the draft, and hell, they're not going to fire him during the year. But Zach Wilson coming here to be the backup quarterback is just about a slam dunk right now. Unless we started giving guys a $6 million guarantee contracts to be the third guy, and I don't think that's the situation. Zero snaps as a third quarterback last year and very little success 3 years with the Jets. Got a big arm, made some great throws, actually beat the Dolphins in one of the games. Actually had a win against the Dolphins. Of course, everybody's had wins through the years against the Dolphins. But he does. He got pretty good mobility, and he's got a hell of an arm. There's a reason he's a second-round pick. It wasn't just like, hey, let's go to BYU and get a quarterback. He, you know, looked like he was going to have a chance to be pretty good. Started 33 games. But to me, his biggest thing is his confidence to help you win games. And that's what Mike had one of the greatest rehabilitation jobs in the history of the NFL and this franchise, getting Tua turned around. Getting Tua turned around from where he was with Brian Flores to where he is right now, minus the injuries and the concussions and the hip problems and all that stuff. He's been able to get a lot out of him to the point that this team signed off on a big, fat, $200-plus million contract. And I'm sure Zach Wilson is looking and hoping that Mike and his coaching staff can do the same thing for him with the talent that he has to get the most out of it in this system, hopefully with a much better running game, and go from there. So there are a lot of guys, a lot of older guys, got a lot of experience out there that's won a lot of games. You know the names. There's a lot of guys. Joe Flacco, I think he's come out of retirement about 40 times. A lot of names out there. And they decide to go with 25-year-old Zach Wilson, who, again, was a second overall pick back in that 2021 draft. Wasn't that the draft that was really bad, everybody? Wasn't that 2021 draft the one that had Mac Jones and all those guys was so bad? I might be off, but, boy, one of those drafts was just it went through that thing, and it was just wasn't a great draft for first-round picks at the quarterback position that year. We got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning with plenty going on and watching the Patriots spend a lot of that damn money yesterday. They got after it pretty good, and to see what everybody else, the Jets, who the Dolphins will face twice, getting Justin Fields to be the quarterback without spending big money. Sam Darnold goes to Seattle without spending big money. 3-year, $100 million deal is not big quarterback money. And everybody hoping, including the Miami Dolphins, are they going to be able to find someday that their backup quarterback, if he has to play, Zach Wilson, can look like a Sam Darnold? Because he's kind of had to go through the same thing, right? Sam Darnold had zero success with the Jets to the point they got rid of him. Anyway, we are going to break here. We've got plenty of stuff going on here. It was a crazy, crazy day yesterday. Brad Marchand was fantastic, speaking right from the heart. You see right away why this guy has been a leader of men and a captain of the Bruins and everything else. Jay Lucas, the Canes get their new basketball coach, former assistant for Duke. And then the news of Aaron Ekblad was just one of the strangest stories. Besides the Heat had their worst loss of the season, Aaron Ekblad suspended for 20 games. And again, this is usually what happens. Guy's older, trying to stay healthy, and decides, and it's a dumbass thing. There's no excuse for it. All you do is apologize. You know you effed up. There's nothing you can say because it's not the first time we've seen it. Took something illegal that's not allowed, and you find out he didn't go through the trainers and his medical staff for the Panthers and decided to go outside. And it's almost like he was hoping to get away with one, because there's no reason for a guy that's been around the league trying to get healthy, trying to stay healthy towards the end of his career, trying to get some more years, play at a high level, wants to be part of what's going on here with the Panthers, and he gets busted for 20 games, which will now take him into the first round of the playoffs. All right, right now I want to talk to you about Baptist Health South Florida. I just mentioned them because when you talk about Baptist Health South Florida, and where do the pros go? Enter Miami, the Heat, the Panthers, the Miami Dolphins. All use those great doctors at Baptist Health South Florida. That sports medicine program they have put together is top-notch, man, one of the tops in the country right now. When you have great facilities, you have great team doctors, you have great specialists for every part of the body, the knee, the shoulder, the foot and ankle, hand specialists, back specialists, hip and knee replacement doctors, three or four of them, and Achilles. Yeah, the Achilles, a big problem. Big, big problem going on in professional sports right now. Somebody's popping Achilles every day. Well, it's nice to know you got doctors that know how to get you back out playing the sports you love the most quickly, and that's what they do at Baptist Health South Florida. The reason I bring it up, they're not just doctors for the pros, but for high school, college, professional athletes, and all the rest of us. If you're active in team or individual sports, Baptist Health South Florida is going to take care of you. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. Three facilities, including 595 and Pine Island Implantation, Hard Rock Stadium right next to the Dolphins training facility, and Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables, all part of Baptist Health South Florida.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.